Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
GN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday night, time for trivia. It is Memorial Day. If you're listening to this on the replay on Sunday nights, we're live Mondays from 10 to 1 Central Time on WGN. So if it's any other time, sit back and enjoy the questions. If it is Monday night, your participation is encouraged. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. Bumper Stumpers, every break, A to Z. We'll do the remainder of the letter J. We'll also have songs relating to Memorial Day by request. In fact, next hour, that's all we will have, songs relating to Memorial Day, but a few others interspersed as well. We have a straggler from last week. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are. Doing what? All right, so that's been the straggler. When that's gotten, we'll move on to yet another question. And if you don't like mine, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. Whatever you want is up for grabs. Bob in Tennessee, welcome to WGN Radio.
Rock and Rollick, how are you?
All right, it's good to hear from you. We were wondering how you were doing.
Well, we're hanging in.
All right.
The reason I haven't been calling in lately is that about 10 o'clock I start drifting off.
Oh, well, sleep is sacred. I don't want to interrupt that, but thanks for staying up tonight.
But heck, I thought I'd give it a go tonight and then try to participate more often. Okay, let me begin first by taking a stab at the question at hand.
Okay.
And I want to say snoring.
Oh, that's good. It's not right, but that's good.
Well, you know, just my usual shot in the dark.
I like it.
You know how that goes. But can I do an audio from, say, 61?
Oh, I don't see why not. Let's find something that you would like from 1961. All right, let me.
And then I do have a couple of birthday requests for tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Well, while I'm looking for 1961, why don't you tell me who the birthdays are?
Okay, Pat Boone.
Right.
And I would like, and Bernadine.
Bernadine, huh? Not Speedy Gonzalez, huh? All right.
Bernadine, I think that is one.
Okay.
And then number two, my girlfriend, Linda Scott, and how about Never in a Million Years?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that. I'm writing this down, Linda Scott. Never in a Million Years. How old is Linda?
She would be in her 70s, I think, 74 or 75.
Oh, yeah, definitely in her 70s. I just didn't know, or older. I just didn't know where. All right. Well, that's all good. So I've got a 1961 Bob record. I know you know this record. You cannot possibly miss. I know, putting you on the spot here, but you'll prove me right. You'll prove me right. I know. Here you go.
DD, the mountains high.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. All right. And speaking of winners, tell me about the show this weekend, what's coming up, and where we can hear it.
Okay. Back to the Hop with Clark Davis on topshelfoldies.org. Since we're in the Central Time from 7 till 9 p.m. Saturday nights, each and every Saturday night, you'll hear the greatest from the 50s and early 60s will join us. We'll rock and roll.
All right. Topshelfoldies.org.
.org.
That's this coming Saturday night, 7 to 9.
And then I intend to call in later on in the week.
All right.
And then I'll have a couple of rarities I want to request.
Okay. Well, you usually come up with good ones, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
All right.
And then we will talk later on in the week.
All right. And our best to Carolyn, and thanks for calling.
Yeah. Oh, she sends her best, too.
All right. We'll talk
God
to you
bless.
Soon. You too.
Take care.
All right. So that's Bob from Tennessee, and he is executive producer of Back to the Hop with Clark. So check that out on Saturday nights if you are an obscure oldies fan. Now we've got Griffin in Antioch. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh James, it's great to be back.
Well, I'm delighted you called. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I just, you know, I've been, school just got out for the summer, so yeah. I'm able to listen every night now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, you're the one. We knew we'd find you. That's great.
Yeah, it was good. They know it's been a while, but, you know, I'm ready to just, play some trivia, and hopefully I'll get it tonight. If I don't get it right, I can always, you know, try again next week. That's a great thing. No pressure.
Absolutely. And I understand you want an advertising slogan.
Yes. I didn't get last time. See if I can get it this time, because I'm feeling it. Got it.
Okay.
Well,
I'll give you something easy then. I am stuck on blank because blank is stuck on me.
I am stuck on blank because blank is stuck on me.
I was sure you know that. Barry Manilow wrote that jingle, and a very young John Travolta started in the commercial. But it is a product that you would apply to your body. I am stuck on blank because blank is stuck on me.
Okay. Is it this aired recently, or is this aired,
this would be the 70s and 80s, yeah.
This is probably something, I probably won't get it. I might know once you tell me, but please.
Well,
what is it?
I'll tell you that the product is made by Johnson & Johnson.
Okay, what is something?
And it's not a COVID vaccine, obviously. So
no blood clots.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
All right, Raleigh. What's going on?
I am stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I guess if I thought a little... Or I guess I could have, sum that one up because, Johnson & Johnson does make Band-Aids. Of course, because I watch so much news, I think of COVID vaccines whenever I hear Johnson & Johnson.
Well, I'll come up with something more recent next week for you.
All right, I'll be back next week.
I'll count on it. Thanks, Griffin.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, so we'll pick it up there. We have Rich in Cleveland. We've got Bill in Bala, Tom in Covington, and room for you, too. I've got a starter question. Actually, it's a straggler from last week. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are. Doing what? 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio. And I want to talk about a radio lover's best friend. That would be Bob Crane, because he makes what no one else does, and that's terrific radios with wonderful AM sections and FM sections and so much more. Check out the Refined Skywave SSB. It's a single sideband radio, and it is the ultimate companion and emergency radio. It fits in the palm of your hand. It weighs only 8 ounces. It's got great reception. The audio is sharp and clear, amazing for its size. The SSB gives you access to important communications that your smartphone is not capable of getting, and won't in a real emergency. That's when single sideband transmissions tell the story. They broadcast during a hurricane or after a major earthquake. And you're saying, well, that doesn't happen too often. Right. That's why it's a terrific AM and FM radio. Plus, it's got the weather band and a weather alert. And of course, you can also hear ham radio operators from all over the world. Now, The only way to hear all of this is with the CC Skywave SSB, a true radio lover's travel radio. You can go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Only thing I'll warn you is you're going to find something that you've just got to have if you're a radio fan, and maybe it is that Skywave SSB. Take a look at it. It's a great addition to your radio arsenal and not pricey either. You can order it, 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. Or, like I say, if you're willing to risk the fact that you'll be salivating over something, go to ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you. It's also available at Amazon for quicker shipping. But either way, you check it out. ccradio.com, the Skywave SSB from the Seacrane Company. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's a hit, and it's not all that old, 1981. Extra credit if you know his last name. So, 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Well, one thing about his first name, it obviously begins with letter J, because that's what we're doing on Bumpers Numbers A to Z. We're finishing up J this week, but next hour, all Memorial Day related songs. And you might hear one this hour as well. So there. Now, if you don't know the bumpers and you don't like my question, oh yeah, I should tell you my question again. Whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are. Doing what? So you don't like my question, but you can have your own. Any category is up for grabs. You pick it out and we'll find a question for you. We'll prove it with Rich in Cleveland. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
You know, I'm doing okay. I don't have any requests, but I have suggestions, car songs. Slow Down Brother by Ferlin Husky and Hardtop Race, Merle Moore, who was a singer, boogie-woogie pianist. They recorded for Capitol back in the mid-50s. Those are good car songs. A Tiger in My Tank by Jim Nesbitt. That was a good-sized country hit back in 1965. Nobody ever plays the doggone thing anymore. Did you ever hear his version of Runnin' Bear?
Of course.
Yeah, that's something else, isn't it? You know, one from the 40s. It's either the Trenaires or the Trenaire Twins. I forgot which was. Brand New Cadillac, that was back in the 40s. As the Trenaires, they had Get Out of the Car in 55. Big Boy Groves and his band had a top 10 record here in the Cleveland market in the pop charts, believe it or not. I Got a New Car. If you go back to 1905 with Billy Murray and My Mary Oldsmobile, there's also a version by Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan. And back in the 70s or early 80s, Dean O'Day of WCXI actually played that on his radio program. One of those versions or something that relates back to the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. There was also a song sung in Italian. I just heard a snippet of it on a video relating to auto racing history, but it was a song sung in Italian about the great race car driver Tazio Nuvolari. And it's a great, great song, but the thing is, I wish I could get a hold of it somewhere. Pontiac Blues by Sonny Boy Williamson, great, great blues car record. And the Youngbloods also did Pontiac Blues, believe it or not. There's Mercury Blues from the 1990s by Alan Jackson. And then this is a song I never heard, a recording I never heard, but I heard about it. Back in the in a 1960s car magazine, there was an advertisement for an LP of racing car songs, and one of them I remember was called The Ballad of Pierre Levy. And I like to hear that, because Pierre Levy, I don't know if you know anything about him, but he was involved in an accident at Le Mans 24-hour race back in 1955. He lost his life. He was driving a Mercedes, and over 80 people got killed. And a very, very tragic scene. And he tried to win the 1952 Le Mans all by himself, but he fell asleep, I guess, near the end of the race. So, yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, he shouldn't have tried that, but he did. And his co-driver was a guy, a fellow by the name of John Fitch, and he passed away maybe about 7 years ago. He was well in his 90s, but even in his 90s, he wanted to set a land speed record for sports cars that were 3,000 in the 3,000 cubic centimeter category. And he was actually well into his 80s. He was going to Bonneville and trying to break that speed record, but he was never able to get the 1955 Mercedes up to speed so he could break that record. But he kept trying and trying, you know, but he was well in his 80s. And here's a little bit of trivia. The oldest driver to ever race in a NASCAR sponsored race, that was about 3 years ago, that was Herschel McGriff, and he was 90.
Well, thank you for all that. I had time to fold my laundry. That was terrific.
Yeah. So, okay, I don't have anything else to say except that interview you did with Norman Knight was absolutely fantastic.
Glad you
liked
it.
I hope you get him on again.
I'm sure I will. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye now.
All right, so, yeah, I did. Folded all the laundry, all the underwear. 888-765-5933-8888-ROLLYE. Scotty in East Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Riley.
Hey, Scotty.
Happy Memorial Day to everyone.
Yes.
And I'd like to dedicate three records. Soulja Boy by the Four Fellas.
Okay. Oh, I was going to play that for trivia. I won't. Okay. I'll move it. But yeah,
Soulja Boy by the Shirelles.
Yeah, different record, as you well know.
Right. And Greetings, This Is Uncle Sam by the Monitors.
Oh, man. So now I have to play a different version than the Monitors, and I have one, too, because that was coming up as well. Well, I'll play another version.
Oh, well, I heard you say, you know, somebody would call in for some service records.
Oh, yeah. No, this is great. You see, what I did is I picked half a dozen out for trivia tonight. And
that's
good. But, you know, you mentioned the Monitors. Well, I've also got another version of that I can play. And I will, and we'll see who gets that one.
It's one record I want to ask you to play, not tonight, but it was a record called You Can Make It If You Try.
Oh, of course, Gene Allison.
Gene Allison,
of course.
Right.
Nashville record.
And then Wade Fleming's and the Newcomers.
Oh, and
he has Stan, and My Baby Likes to Rock. And Easy Lovin',
yeah. Oh, there's so that other place is probably my favorite Wade Fleming's, but I like them all.
And Gene Allison, I mean, I don't know if he was on VJ or not, but Vivian Carter used to play that record all the time.
Yeah.
You Can Make It If You Try.
Yeah, huge, huge record. And like I say, it was recorded.
Yeah, I loved it. I haven't heard it in years. And I don't know, these records, I guess when you get older, the records just pop in your mind all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, it's funny, and it also depends, because, like, I'm almost sick of that record because I play it, like, a few times a week and here at home, and I'm happy to play it for you, though.
Oh, well, I haven't heard it in years. I don't know why it popped through my mind all of a sudden.
Wow, yeah, it was on VJ in 1957, and...
I kind of thought it was.
Yeah, I'll be happy to play that for you.
Then they had a group called the Falcons.
Oh, well, of course.
Me, my own, not the Wilson Pickett and them.
Right.
My Only Love.
Uh-huh.
And Now That It's Over. And they found out it was another group called the Falcons. They had to change the name to the lyrics.
Right. But no, that My Only Love was on the Falcon label. But I'll play that for you.
I thought it was on Avenue.
It was released on Falcon, and I'm pretty sure that it probably was that Edward Abner is in the story somewhere. But if you
Edward Abner,
If you look at it, the label, it's a white and red label, and it says Falcon right on the side, the same way it used to say Abner. You've ended the half hour. I'll get them on all for you.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
thanks.
You very much, and
appreciate
have a beautiful night. I'm listening. Bye-bye.
Good deal. So we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
You better look out. Hey, now one.
For the money.
Hey, now two.
For the show.
Hey, now three.
Here she comes.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. If you're in a Mardi Gras, well, then Mighty Cootie Fio is not unknown to you, but maybe the artist is. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the rest of the letter J tonight, so that is somebody's name that starts with a J. And we will have next hour, certainly, all the bumpers will be related to Memorial Day to some degree, and maybe more than that. And I just quickly changed out a couple because Scotty had some great guesses, great choices there for requests, and proving great minds think alike, I had thought of the Four Fellows for Soldier Boy, but I've got another version of that we might try. I thought about the Monitors, Greetings. There's definitely another version of that, so we'll keep that together. In the meantime, if you don't like my bumpers, you can have your own category, and it can be absolutely anything. I prove that just about every Monday night. Now, we've got a question in play. It's a straggler from last week. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are doing what? Lisa in Dundee, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Well, I have a guess for your question, and then I'll take maybe a tribute question for me so I, you know,
okay.
Have a chance.
Good.
But I'm thinking saying I love you.
Oh, that's nice. I'd like to think that's true, but that's not right.
That's not right.
No.
Gosh, I thought about, you know, when there's these questions are stragglers, it's like, I keep thinking all week, you know, about it. And I thought, oh, that might be it. But, okay then. Well, could I have a question maybe on some classic movies?
All right. Back to the black and white days. Here we go.
Yeah, something.
In what 1950 drama does Betty Davis say, fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night?
Oh, gosh, that's an easy one. All About Eve.
Absolutely. See, I knew we'd make you a winner. There you go.
Yay.
All right. Hang on, Lisa.
Perfect.
We'll get
thank
that address.
You.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
And one quick thing. I just want to say another thank you to Ken. He keeps he keeps requesting songs, and it puts a smile on my face.
Oh, good.
Thanks to him.
All right. So hang on.
Thank you, Raleigh.
You too. Now, big thanks for calling. You have no idea how much that means to me. Because, you know, I can't play trivia without you is really what it comes down to. And speaking of Ken, that reminds me, hopefully we'll have a Stacy report before the evening is out. I'm hoping it was a good weekend for Stacy. And if she doesn't call tonight, I hope it's because she is otherwise busy. All right, so we'll get to, Johnny D. in Youngstown. Let's do that right now. He has a guest. So, Johnny D., welcome to WGN Radio.
The Princess of Procrastination.
Yeah, boy.
Anyhow, yeah, so, yeah, I want to guess at a trivia question, but actually, I should be in New York tonight.
Yeah?
The trip was postponed due to weather.
Mm.
Well, you know, it was good. My sister lives up around Rochester, New York, and before I get into that role, I decided to throw caution to the wind and be a little reckless and give you a call.
I'm delighted that you did.
Okay. But anyhow, yeah, we were supposed to go. My younger brother lives in Pittsburgh, and we were going to meet at, well, my older brother lives at my dad's house now, anyhow. So then my older sister, it was going to be my younger brother and myself and my older sister going up to my younger sister's house, who opened her pool for memorial, you know. And, yeah. But the weather was going to be like in the mid-40s to the mid-60s during this period we were going to be up there. So we postponed it. We're going to have a belated Memorial Day, let's see, going 11th to the 15th, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so the weather is going to be a little bit more cooperative for sunbathing, laying down by the pool, you know.
Yeah.
And anyhow, one other question. I was listening to you the other night. You told some woman, I think the woman that is improving her husband and herself.
Yep, Stacy and Raldo.
Stacy and Raldo, right. And you said to her, roll with it, right? So then I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it, that you said, you know, I said that each time I listen to you, you kind of say something that... like tonight, you said, in the midnight hour,
before
the show starts. So how about that, in the midnight hour, and roll with it by Winwood.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Those two songs. And let's see here. I had an answer or guesses for the... Could you read the trivia question again, please?
I will be happy to. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are. Doing what?
Okay, well, I was thinking of, like, technology, and but then I had a third guess. Well, the third guess was a phone call, but that's not pretty recent technology. That's old.
Okay, it's not a phone call. Not phone calls. Next.
Okay, then we'll get to the more recent technology. Going online?
Nope.
Texting?
Nope. But they're all good, and you're closer than most people.
All right, well, listen. I was thinking I was going to ask Raleigh, when I was thinking about you know, how you could get your own category or something like that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm no expert at it. I don't know a whole heck of a lot about it, but I've been watching a lot of videos because it interests me about early hominids.
Hominid trivia. Okay, well, we haven't done... Hang on a minute. We'll have a hominid question for you. Don't go away. I aim to please right here, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Whisper you can.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and well, who's that? Bumper Stumpers A to Z. It's the J, and I will do some Memorial Day related songs for the next hour and some. But as for this 1961 on Wand, and it was a flip side. Who are they? We've got a question we're working on, but Johnny D from Youngstown wanted hominid trivia, and I aim to please. So here we go. You ready?
Yeah, before we get into that, Raleigh, I was thinking, you said I was kind of close with my online texting. Anyhow, turning on a radio or a television?
Nope.
As an answer?
Nope.
Okay. Go to the hominids.
Okay. Of the five early hominids, as you well know, since you're a hominid fan, that would be the Australopithecus afarensis, the Homo habilis, the Homo erectus, the Homo sapiens neanderthalensis, and the Homo sapiens sapiens. Of the five, one specialized in tool making. Which one?
Okay. Tool making. Did you say Homo habilis?
Yes, it did.
I think that's it.
And you're right. You are a winner.
All righty, then.
All right. Hang on, Johnny. You know your hominids. All right. So don't go away.
Okay, thank you.
Very, very good. Yes. See, I would have thought Homo erectus since, you know, well, anyway. But what do I know? So obviously not much about hominids. But this proves that your category is my commands. But Stacy Algonquin's calling in with an update, and I hope it's good news. How are you, Stacy?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. Are you doing good?
Yeah, I was a little bit down today, but Mondays are kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, holiday, but, too.
Yeah. But Raldo's doing okay.
Good.
I mean, one minute I'm in one room and he's got his hat on. And he says, okay, I'll be right back. He goes to Dunkin' Donuts, gets me a coffee and a donut. And then I said, come back for me. I'll go to Dollar Tree with you. The doctor says, go short places. I'm waiting. He went to the Dollar Tree by himself, comes in, buys in a whole bunch of stuff.
All right.
The only thing, he has to rest after he does that. And I said, you should have waited for me.
Well.
So, you know, he's coming along. He's doing pretty good. And the only bad thing is that no refrigerator yet and no toilet yet. So we had the physical therapist out today. And she was talking to us, doing a little bit of exercising.
Yeah.
So she said, you know, we're going to work on all of that. And she says, don't, you know, worry, Stacey. She says, we'll get everything and everything will be all right. Because I was starting to get like anxiety.
No, don't do that. I'll tell you,
everything
takes longer than you think it will. I don't care what it is. If you think it's going to take 2 weeks, it'll be 2 months. I mean, it's just the way life is. So after a while, you start to pace yourself to say, it'll be here when it's supposed to be here.
And then I always kind of talk to God, and I said, God, I know you're supplying all of my abundance for every single bill I have.
Yeah.
And everything I need, and you're not going to let me down, and your daughter.
Nope.
And then No, when the weather changes, you know, like everything hurts.
Oh, yes.
So that's kind of, you know, when I threw out a lot of papers on Sunday, I've been trying to clean and, you know, write down all of my blood sugars and everything because the nurse is coming tomorrow. And, you know, trying to pay a little bit more. Couple of bills and just watching, you know, one or two movies.
Well, every time you start to feel down or you're upset that the timetable isn't yours, remember how you felt a couple weeks ago when Raldo was in the hospital and you didn't know what was coming next. because right. you are light years from that. And when you know, that's like, don't sweat the small stuff. When you right. think about what's important right now, you got it made in the shade. So, you know, enjoy these moments rather than dwell on, you know, how long it's taken. And believe me, I understand that. I had a small kitchen remodel that took 2 years. So I understand. Oh, you don't even want to know the details. But
even my car key that I found.
Yeah.
A new one. $375.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of car?
My Nissan Sentra.
And they charge you $375 for a key?
For a new key.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
This something sounds very wrong with that story. I mean, you didn't need the fob or whatever automatic thing or whatever, did you? It's just a key, right?
Right. You know, you press the button.
Oh, well, yeah. The fobs are expensive. If you're talking about you press the button, now you're talking yeah. money. Yeah. I just do without those. You know,
okay.
I go the old fashioned way, insert the key in the lock and turn it.
That's true.
Yeah, it saves you a lot of money. No, I can never keep track of those kind of key fobs and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so if you're talking about those electronic entries, that can start to add money.
I know. So that was a good thing.
Yeah.
And
although now I'm looking online right now for Nissan Sentra key fobs, and they are not pricey. So I'd like to know who sold you that bill of goods.
That was in Crystal Lake.
Well, I'm sorry. And it could cost that much. Don't get me wrong. I know there are people selling it that way, but it could also cost you under $50. So, shopping around can help. But regardless, again, if this is the least of your, if this is the most of your worries, you're doing great.
Okay. Can I try on the question?
I hope you will.
What about cleaning the house?
No. But that's a nice guess.
Having sex?
No. Oh, man. Don't we all wish? No. Yeah, those are the days. No.
Jeez. Did anyone say going to the bathroom?
No, no one did. It's not right. Well, at least I don't know it's right. I don't know if anybody's taken a survey on it. Nope.
Yeah. Well, I kind of give up on that.
Well, they're all wonderful guesses. They're just not right. Okay, so keep us posted and focus on the good things. What?
Can I have another question?
Yeah.
Could I just have music from the 60s.
Absolutely. Hang on a minute, though, as I pay the bills for WGN right here on WGN Radio.
Dear Uncle Sam, dear Uncle Sam, it's gonna be cold this winter.
Somebody. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1966 on Volt. Who are they? Yeah, bring back my man. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, bumper stumpers all this hour will be somewhat Memorial Day related. And then we'll go back to the rest of the Jays for the evening. We're still working on a question that I threw out last week. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are. Doing what? And we lost Stacy, so Stacy, now all the lines are full, but I hope you can get back in, and we'll get you your 60s record that you wanted. And you can tell me what 60, you can even be specific about the year, and we'll come up with something. But in the meantime, it was Rich who wanted some Memorial Day songs, and I bet you he's never heard that one, and I've got, probably four or five more that he's never heard coming up. So hello, Rich.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Weather's good. Traffic's light. So good. Just bopping along, being a professional tourist tonight.
Excellent.
I got two quick guesses for your trivia question.
Okay.
How about answering the doorbell?
Nope.
Going to the mailbox?
Nope.
Oh, okay. And with Stacy's key being so expensive?
Yeah.
We had a tourist that had the keyless entry, you know, where you just, as long as you got the fob in your pocket or purse, you walk up, open the door, push the button, start the car and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we lost one of the fobs, and the fob was only $59, but it was $179 to program the car.
Right. I was going to say, the fobs you can get relatively cheaply. It's finding somebody to program them at reasonable rates. They should kind of tell you that when they are talking all about these wonderful features.
Right. Yeah, because they had to reprogrammed the car and both fobs because that way, in case somebody else found it, they couldn't just walk up and take it.
Oh, geez. Well, I assume your key didn't have your address on it or your license plate number on it, so who cares?
Right. No. But, you know, anymore, if you know, people find these things in a parking lot, who knows if they walk up and down the parking lot hitting the alarm button to see, oh, okay, this is the car here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think the chances are real strong that you should worry about it. It's like people are worried somebody's going to drive down the street with a garage door opener. There aren't all that many combinations of that. You can open a lot of garage doors if that's your goal.
Right. Yeah, well, what I like to do is around Christmas when the parking lot's totally full with the remote start and stuff, you know, go out, sit out front side the front door, point at my car, hit the button so where the lights come on.
Right.
Then start the car, and then shut it off, and then hit it again where the backup lights come on, and watch and see how many people sit and wait for the car to move.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. My wife says I'm a butt when I do that. But,
oh, no. I think it's lovely, just like people who set off their alarms to see how many people have come outside to see if it's their car.
Right. That or walk down an aisle like you're going to your car and have people follow you and their car is looking for the parking spot like the Pied Piper.
Oh, yeah, that's evil. Yeah, you're lucky you don't get hit when you pull that one.
Yeah, I mean, and then they start honking their horn at you when you don't pull out right away when you do get in your car. So
yeah, I've never understood what they think they'll gain by that, because at that point, that's when I throw it in park and start reading a novel.
Right. Get out, open up the hood.
Yeah.
Underneath the hood, like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then grab your phone and make it act like you're making a phone call.
And as soon as they go away, quickly zip out of that spot so someone else can get it. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a good evening, and good luck with the trivia question.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So, 888-876-5593. That's 8888-Raleigh. And what do we have here? Ken in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How was your weekend?
I'm building a studio. Enough said.
Yeah, you need any help? I work cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think transportation might be a bitch, though.
Well, yes. I got a I want to take a couple tries at the trivia again.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Holding hands.
Nope.
Holding hands with a hominid.
I'd like to see that. What, are you visiting the La Brea tar pits?
Oh, I'd love to see that because I'm into paleontology. So,
oh.
And anthropology, too.
I grew up blocks from it, and I got to say it's nothing to see that I could find.
Oh, okay, because the museum they built there, they pulled out a lot of the animals from the tar pit. They put them on display.
Yeah, that I haven't. So, that I haven't seen. That's post me.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, I got. Can I get an alternative?
Of course you can. What would you like?
Okay. Well, like Lisa, I like the old movies too, from the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
You do, huh? Well, let's see what we can. Let's see what we can do for you. Looking back. Okay. All right. Which 1948 Alfred Hitchcock movie was shot to look like one continuous take?
Oh, 1948.
You want to know who the star was? Would that help a lot?
Yeah, that would, yeah.
The star was James Stewart.
Okay. James Stewart, did you say?
James Stewart.
James Stewart. It wasn't Vertigo, was it?
Nope. It was Rope.
Oh, Rope. That was a very unusual one. Yes.
See, I don't know. I might as well be speaking Swahili. I don't know. But I got the questions in front of me, and it says it's Rope.
Yeah, it's an unusual one. Okay.
All right.
And also, B.J. Thomas passed away.
Yes. Yes. I figure we'll play something. And he did the original version of one of Dolly Parton's biggest hits, Here You Come Again.
Really?
Yeah.
78 years old, I think, lung cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what BJ stands for, but, well, I have a guess, but this is a family program. So.
No, his parents weren't going to do that to him, I assure you. His name was Billy Joe Thomas.
Billy Joe Thomas, okay.
Yeah, he was born in Hugo, Oklahoma.
Hugo, Oklahoma, wow. Yeah. Okay, and I have a record request.
Oh, yeah.
A dedication going out to... Lisa and Dundee.
Okay.
Johnny Rivers.
All right.
Poor
Side of Town. All right.
Can I give one more record?
Sure.
Blue Magic, Start to Stop.
Oh, okay. You betcha.
Yeah, I think that might be the flip side of Sideshow.
We will
Atlantic Records.
Yes, it was Atlantic Records. And
yeah, that's what I have on 45.
Yeah.
You don't hear Start to Stop too much.
No, you don't, and exactly why I don't know, because it was a reasonably decent hit. It was actually out on Atco in 1973 originally, and the original flip was Where Have You Been? Start to Stop was the A side. Well, you've got what you've probably got is an Atlantic reissue when they were doing their, you know.
Oh, sure. I'm sure I do.
That thing. But Sideshow was a year later. But Start to Stop came out in 73. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
The lead singer for Blue Magic, doesn't he sound like the lead singer from Stylistics? He's that high voice, sounds just like.
Well, of course, they are a Philly group. And I think...
they're both Philly group.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but I think that's Ted Mills who's...
The lead singer, high voice.
Yeah.
All set of voice. That's what I see for both of them. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's it. Thank you, Raleigh.
Excellent. Good to hear from you.
All right. Same here. Take care.
All right. You too. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we've got Tom and Bill and James and Eduardo, who is at the Midway Airport area, and that means there is a line available right now. If Stacy wants to grab it and get her 60s record trivia, she can pick any 60 she wants. So can you, too. It's all up for grabs. Another bumper stumper, a Memorial Day related. I have a feeling you're going to get it pretty quickly because it is a Chicago record. All this and more coming up on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
you cry. No, don't you shed a tear. Though I know that you're sad and blue. I believe, girl, that he loves you. And I know that he's thinking of you too. But a letter has come.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. This hour, it's Memorial Day related songs, and yeah, you should know that. And I was on Minute, although it's a Chicago group, even though Minute was a New Orleans label. So who are they? Yeah, not many Chicago acts who are on Minute, so that should pretty much be open and shut. You don't like my questions? You can have your own. It can be whatever you want. And, of course, in addition to all the bumper stumpers, I've got a starter question that we've been working on. It's a straggler from last week. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are. Doing what? And this is a very specific action. All right. So that I don't know if that narrows it down or maybe, you know, makes it murkier, but it's a very specific thing. And so not a general doing this or that. Very specific. All right, let's see what Kathy from Chicago thinks. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you today?
All right. How about yourself, Kathy?
Real good. Real good. Thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad you did.
I've got three suggestions.
All right.
Reading a book.
Nope.
Working on a checkbook.
Well, that's interesting. I like that answer. It's not right, but that's nice and specific. It's just what I'm looking for, except that's not right.
Oh, okay. And the last one would be listening to the radio.
No, not
and
even.
Maybe playing a trivia game.
Right, exactly. Not even turning it on, no. But those are lovely guesses.
All right, well, it was worth a shot.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thanks, you have a great evening.
All right, you too. All right, so let's see what we have here. I believe, Bill in Bella, what's happening tonight?
Hi there, Raleigh.
Hey, Bill.
I wanted to thank you for clearing up a long-standing mystery on a Thursday show.
And that was?
Well, for years, I had been wondering how it was that Carol Ford ended up agreeing to help you with show prep, and apparently what happened... if I heard correctly, was that she was abducted by Indians and released on condition that she helped you with the show prep. Is that right?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have color pictures or anything either.
Okay. So sounds like I misheard then. And
yeah.
Then
yeah.
The other question I had was the Rickenbacker versus Richtofen story. Did you get any emails on that?
No. Well, I shouldn't say that. You know, I this weekend I spent entirely trying to build a studio. Emphasis is on trying there. That's the operative word. But in any event, so I don't know. There's about 11,000 email I haven't seen yet.
Okay. I was just wondering because it's a very good story. But if you look at the date that Rickenbacker took his first combat patrol, and the date that the Red Baron got shot down, they were a week apart. So it would be great to think that he was shooting down the Red Baron his first week in combat, but probably not likely to have happened.
Yeah.
And then trivia, let me have a go at that there. My first guess is going to be asking a girlfriend to please be quiet so you can concentrate and get some work done?
I don't know. I think that would probably be under morgue statistics.
Okay. Next guess is reading or applying to email?
No.
How about deleting spam?
No. Although I would probably do that more often than that. More of us at once are probably deleting spam.
Okay. Walking into a bar?
No.
Getting thrown out of a bar?
You're probably closer with deleting spam.
Okay. It's not surfing. It's not just plain surfing the internet, is that?
No, it's more specific than that.
It's not listening to streaming services?
Nope. It's...
Oh, dear.
It's very basic.
Is it... Oh, man. It's not logging into a password-restricted website.
No.
Okay,
it's even more basic than that.
It's not firing up a web browser in the first place.
More basic than that.
Oh, joy. Turning on a computer or a smartphone.
No.
I'm going to give my last guess here, and it's not IT related, but I found myself doing this weekend, so you never know. Trimming one's finger and or toenails.
No. But hang on a minute. Don't go away. We have to find out what's happening in the world, and we'll do that right here on WGN Radio.
Greetings. This is Uncle Sam.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and no, it's not the monitors. Yeah, there was another version of that. In fact, it was on VIP in 1966, and Berry Gordy produced it. So who are they? 888-876-5593. Bumper's number is A to Z. We're doing letter J, but this hour it is all related to Memorial Day. So yeah. That certainly would fill the bill. All right, so back to Bill and Bala. I forget completely what we were doing. So,
I was just getting ready to abandon ship on the trivia, but before I did that, I did want to ask: does this have anything to do with receiving email notifications?
Tangentially, it could, but no. I know that's a terrible answer, but when you hear the answer, you will realize why I said it that way.
Well, you know what? This is exactly why I like trivia, because as a rule, the questions fall into one of two categories. Either I have a fairly good idea right off the bat, or I'm never going to get it in a million years, and it sounds like this question falls into the latter category.
Well,
so I'm going to abandon ship on this one, and... could I please try Betty Davis trivia?
Betty Davis trivia. All right. I say I aim to please, so I can do this. Let's see. I have, of course, virtually no idea, but I will come up with something right quick. Don't, you know, and you will probably know this as far as that goes. And all right, where's here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. All right, where'd she get the name? Because as
the name Betty?
Yes, because she was born Ruth Elizabeth.
A Hollywood talent agent suggested it.
No, she changed her first name to Bette as an homage to Honoré de Balzac's novel La Cousine Betty, Bette.
Wow. Well, that's a brilliant question.
Well, luck. That's about all I can tell you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, with any luck, I'll have another go at it again next week.
I'll count on it. Thanks. All right. So, always good to hear from Bill. And what are we doing here? We've, Shelley in Chicago wants to guess on our trivia question. And like I say, this is very basic. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are doing it. What is it, Shelley?
Well, I don't know if this is so basic. I thought maybe ordering on Amazon.
Oh, don't they wish? That man, I'll tell you what. I know I do it a lot, but I don't think there's I don't think there's over 500,000 people doing it at the exact same second. But that's a very inventive guess.
Okay, wrong as it may be.
Well, I'm glad you called.
I'll try. Do you have a category? The five books of Moses, the first five books of the Bible.
First five books, okay. I'm sure we do. I'm sure we do. Let's see. Here we go. And what I look for in this, by the way, are ones that will give me the answers as well as, of course, the questions, because otherwise I would never know the answers. So, oh, God, they're selling flashcards on this, you know. All right. So,
oh, God is the right comment on
it. In it, though? Yes. All right. So, all right, but obviously they're not showing me the, and I hate to do trivia with words I can't pronounce, so we'll not do that. We'll just probably do Moses trivia since he would be included. Now let me see if they'll give me the answers. I've got to answer the questions for this. All right, so, yeah, right, that's wrong. How about that? That's still wrong. All right. Who was Moses' first wife?
Zipporah.
You betcha, one of the seven Midianite sisters that mistook Moses for Egyptian. So you are a winner. Now, according to some sources, he later married a princess. Did you know that?
That I don't know.
A Cushite princess named Tarbis or Adonia. Well, in any event, you knew Zipporah, and that works for me. So hang on, you are a winner.
Thank you.
All right. So I used to, I don't think it was on TBN. It might have been on CBN. They used to have this, you know, quiz show that was like Bible quiz, and it was like a Family Feud thing. And these people would get up there, and they would just know this frontwards and backwards. And I would say, I must be a heathen. I know absolutely none of this. All right, we've just lost our winner. So call me back. I might have done that myself. I hope not. But call me back. There is a line available to do that, and we'll get your address so we can mail you a prize. And we've got Scotty in, Wesley in Chicago with bumper answers. So, Wesley, you probably know them all.
Hello, Riley. How are you this evening?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Okay, the first bumper you played, it was by Junior.
Yeah.
And it was called Mama Used to Say or something like that.
Right, that was it. And extra credit if you know Junior's last name.
Oh, no, I don't know his last name.
That's okay. It's Giscombe. All right, what else did you hear?
You played The Players.
I did play The Players.
You'll be back.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that their lead singer of The Players was back on that record by The Dales.
Yes. Yes.
And And speaking of the Dales, I would like to hear, does anybody know I'm here?
Okay.
Because that's a good Vietnam record that...
Yeah, absolutely.
In the 60s.
Yes.
For the trivia question...
Yeah.
I would like to say that it might be scratching one's head.
Nope,
that's not it.
Nope.
Okay.
But hang on, let's get your address again, because you certainly got some bumpers, right? So we'll get your prize.
Yes, I did.
Don't go away.
Thank you very much.
All right, okay. Appreciate it. All right, so there. And we did not hang up on Wesley, which is good. So what do we have? Tom in Covington we'll get to, and Eduardo in the Midway area we'll get to. James on the south side, I know he's got 3,822 guesses. That's okay. And Scott in Batavia has some guesses. This is all good. And there's a line available for you, too. 888-876-5593, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Soldier boy, why feel blue? Don't you believe I will be true? It's written in the blue that I was meant for only you. Soldier boy, why do you cry when you return? I'll rush to your side. It's written in the blue.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and I was going to play Soldier Boy by the Four Fellows, but Scotty had mentioned that one, so I said, I'll play the other version. And the Four Fellows actually wrote it. They had the original, but this is a fine rendition as well, and a very well-known artist, so you should be able to get that on Bumper Stumpers. This hour, it's all kind of Memorial Day related. And then we'll get back to the end of the Jays next hour. And I know they've gone on forever. I got a question. Whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you are. Doing what? And it's very specific and very basic. And hopefully when you discover what it is, because we won't hold it over for another week if it's not gotten in the next hour or so, but when you discover what it is, hopefully you won't say, I never do that. But I have a feeling, oh, you do. All right, so... let's see what Eduardo, who is in the Midway area, has to say for himself. Hello, Eduardo.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Was listening to a little bit of your show last week while I was down in Florida.
Oh, and how was it? Not the show, Florida.
Well, it was good. I was glad to hear there were no high bridges, because remember when we talked before I left about the Sunshine Bridge collapse in 1980?
Yeah.
Because you really spooked me there, because I don't like those high bridges.
Yeah, good. So you avoided high bridges, and you're back. You made it back alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Went to Clearwater, went to St. Pete's. Oh, their pier is not as great as our Navy Pier, I might say.
That's true.
Yeah. And, people were getting back to normal. They were going to work, doing normal fun things. You know, you have your homelessness, not too many, but some.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people enjoying themselves. I found more apartments there than businesses, you know, like buildings.
Yeah.
But maybe it's more of a attraction to tourists.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Tampa St. Pete market is kind of a dichotomy, because Tampa, which is Hillsborough County, is younger. They usually vote for all the tax increases, so they get the stadium and the airport and all that kind of stuff. Pinellas is mostly retirees, which is Clearwater and St. Pete. And so they don't vote for anything, and they usually don't get much. So the interesting part about Clearwater is, of course, downtown Clearwater is completely taken over by the Scientologists. So, you know, that's surprising to some people who haven't seen it of late. But definitely more Pinellas County is more retirement, so less attractions, because they just don't vote the taxes in.
Yeah, I was... doing a little research on a possible zip code change later and, you know, down the line. So I was doing some of that, too. But we'll see.
Well,
hey, I was going to mention, did you you know what they had yesterday, Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise, the PBS Memorial?
Yes.
They had Gladys Knights and the Four Tops.
Yes.
On the rooftop.
And did you see it?
Oh, yeah. It was very great.
Good.
Very good. The only thing is that that show and then the 4th of July coming up, they're not going to have live audiences. It's all going to be pre-recorded because they're still in COVID mode.
That's interesting. But yeah, I know it was.
I was actually thinking about going to D.C. for the 4th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's always a big deal. Years ago when I was radio editor for Billboard, I actually had one of our radio conventions over the 4th of July in D.C. so people could go to the mall and all that kind of stuff. But,
okay.
You know, that's been like 40 years ago.
Oh, let me take a crack on the trivia. So I'm going to say picking your nose.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know who'd cop to it, but no. That is basic, though, isn't it? Yes. Well,
okay. Well, hey, if you do a BJ request, Raindrops Keep Falling is my favorite.
Okay, you want the big hit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's my bolt.
Good deal. We'll do it for you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, I'm in Covington. Okay. Have a great week.
I will. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, so it was interesting last night on PBS because in addition to the Four Tops and Gladys Knight, it was, you know, Vince Gill and Alan Jackson and there was a Vietnam tribute and stuff like that. So, it's a shame that a lot of this stuff is not available in person, but that's going to be online as a video on demand. And I think it is right now, so if you want to see it. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Stacy from Algonquin back, so we'll find out what 60 she wants as far as music trivia, and we aim to please on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. Now, before we do that, wait. James, Monday Night Trivia. We've been doing Memorial Day related songs, and that might be one of my faves. It's a well-known group, not to be confused with the group of the same name in Detroit. They were from Los Angeles, and that came out in 1961 and on the Flip label. And let's see, what can I tell you about? Well, it's what you tell me about it. You tell me who it is. All right, so we are quickly running to the end of the hour. So, Stacy, I don't want you to go away this time. We'll be back right after the news. But my question to you is, which 1960 do you want? Which year?
64 to 74.
Okay, 64 to 74. All right, I'll pick something in the middle. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. And,
okay.
And we'll pick it up there. We have another hour of trivia coming up. We'll get to Scott in Batavia. He's got a guess on our question. And Matt in Beach Park, Illinois does as well. We got Greg in Iowa. Tom in Covington, thank you for waiting. Keep hanging on there. James in the South Side, likely. And if there's not a line available for you, keep listening because there will be. We have another hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up right here on WGN Radio.
This love that I'm giving you won't ever die.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's the final hour of Monday Night Trivia this week. Bumper Stumpers A to Z working on J's. Final week for J's, too. And this is interesting because this group actually originally was a J group, released it in 1965 on Co-Ed. It didn't hit, so they released it again later under a completely different name. It didn't hit again. But I thought it was just one of those woulda, coulda, shouldas. Who are they? 888-876-5593. When they released it again, as I say, they weren't a J group. They were an L group, if that is any help. But Stacy wanted 60s trivia, something between 64 and 74. So I thought about Stacy's tastes, and I thought about what might be appropriate. And so this is from 1967. And it's a well-known artist, and actually it's a cover of a big hit from 1964 that Jerry Wallace did. But I think you'll recognize this guy. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, so let me set him up here, and I know you'll recognize him, and he was on the Reprise label, so you probably can't name too many people on that, and it wasn't the Kinks. All right, so who is this?
In the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right.
Is it Dean Martin?
Of course it is. I knew I'd get one you knew, Stacy.
Okay.
So you are a winner. Hang on, and John will get your information. We'll send you something. It's as easy as that. All right, so
thank
yes,
you,
thank you. Appreciate you calling back. It was Dean Martin covering the big Jerry Wallace hit from 64. Dean charted with it pretty well, but, you know, that voice is just as recognizable as all get out. So I knew that Stacy could do it. So Scott is in Batavia. Welcome to WGN Radio, Scott.
Yeah, that was the first one of your songs I've ever known with the Dean Martin.
Well, I was looking for something that Stacy couldn't miss.
I had a guess on your trivia.
All right.
I'm going to say Googling something.
That's a great answer. I have no idea. You might be absolutely right, but it's not what I'm looking for.
Oh, well, I gave it a shot.
You did, and I'm so glad you did, and thank you for waiting, and call me again.
All right, you bet. Right,
thanks, Scott. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Googling was done simultaneously by more than 500,000 people around the world at any given second, but that wasn't the guess. So Matt in Beach Park wants to chime in. Welcome to WGN Radio, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how about your bad self? What's up?
Well, there's a couple things I want to talk to you about. First is, I really have enjoyed your show since I've discovered it. Okay.
Well, good. Now, by the way, I screwed up. Hang on a minute. Don't go away, all right? Stay right where you are. Move not a second. I promised Dan at the WGN control room I'd do something, so I will on WGN Radio.
Young love.
Danger.
it keeps on haunting me, because it played the night we said that we would never part. Every day I hear those sounds of yesteryear, reminding me that you'll always be the number one in my heart. I think I'll turn on my radio.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're finishing up the J's this week. So who is she? It was on Tolly in 1964. So there's a Chicago connection to that. Yeah, remember that? Probably not. That's kind of what I'm betting. But you're an instant winner if you do. Now we're talking to Matt in Beach Park. Sorry for the interruption. Matt, you are back.
I'm glad, because I was patient for a minute. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, nothing at all, huh?
Yeah, but I didn't give up.
Good.
Hey. Okay, how does this answer? Changing batteries.
I like that. It's not right, but I like it.
Don't ask me in what.
Yeah. No, okay. I have no idea how many people do that simultaneously. Most of us know we need to change the batteries and then realize we don't have any, whatever size it is we need.
And what I do is I am a poet. And I do live poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And since people have been getting vaccinated, I've been able to go do more places and not have everybody worried about getting infected.
All right. So when is your next reading?
In a few seconds.
Oh, okay. And we don't have to worry about vaccination. So go for it.
Is this Memorial Day poem?
Oh, sure.
When we dream together, we can guess the weather. But when our bodies are apart, I can't feel my dreams. It's like I come apart at the seams. But we get it together when the night reveals what the day conceals. That's the dreams we live for. The ones our guide, through life we ride, with you in plain sight, with my eyes shut tight. Hello, troops. Miss you, loved ones. On this path life runs. But these dreams won't stop. They just grow. Another hero pays the toll, passing dreams, soul to soul. Go USA.
All right. Very good. Always.
Well, I got two more answers.
Okay. I'm ready.
Wait, wait. First, I don't want to be impatient. I just did that poem. What do you think about it?
It sounds good to me. I'm no poetry expert, that's for sure.
When I say when we dream together, we can guess the weather, I'm talking about like maybe a married couple or something would have a dream and have a common interest.
Mm-hmm.
See, so when I say when we dream together, we can guess the weather, anything's possible.
All
so
right,
that's what I'm thinking about there. And then... So as a community, we have a common interest in a common dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I say when the night reveals what the day conceals, I'm talking about at nighttime we can look up and see the stars.
Mm.
But during the day, we aren't able to see that. And when, so that's the situation there. Here's my two other direct guesses.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I touched you with that little speech.
Mm.
Okay, so how about this? Taking pictures of their pet.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right.
Oh, boy.
But I'm glad you,
one more.
Glad you tried.
Lizzie might be able to relate to it. People waiting to call Raleigh James and starstruck and forget what to say.
Aw. Well, I've always said it's harder being a caller than it is being a host, and I'm grateful to every one of you willing to do this.
Oh gosh, I'm glad that you recognize that, because being a person that listens and I'd like to call in all the time, and then I wait a few minutes and I think, well, it kind of off the subject a little.
Don't let that stop you. There usually is no subject. So whatever you want to talk about is always just fine. You know, I'll be reading the tabloids without you, so you might as well call.
Oh, it's us that, you know what? Okay, so that was the poem, and my wife was in the Air Force.
Ah.
Yes, and so I forgot to mention that when I started. So shout out to Denise.
Absolutely, Denise. Thank you for your service.
And I'm at rhymesandpoems.com.
Rhymesandpoems.com. Do I spell out and? Yes, I guess. R-H-Y-M-E-S and P-O-E-M-S.com.
And I'm telling you, I've got a history with WGN. I've done portraits. I do portraits. I'm a pencil artist. I write children's books that rhyme. Okay. And I have a book called News Time Rhyme, which is about, you know, WGN.
Ah.
And I have so.
No, I'm looking at your site now with a Bears poem on the front page. Yes, Rhymes and Poems by Matt. All right, Matt. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I just had to do that before I got too sleepy and couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know that one. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so rhymesandpoems.com. Yeah, maybe you should set them to music. So let's see, 888-876-5593. Greg is in Iowa. What's up tonight, Greg?
Hi, Raleigh. I just wanted to give you a special thank you tonight for the choice of the bumper songs you're playing. They really ring a bell for me. I was in the 4th Infantry in the Central Highlands of Vietnam in 67, and that music was there for us, and, well, of course, the other side, too, was Loretta Lynn and all that, but our source of music really was pretty limited. I bought a PX in the, transistor radio in the PX, and what we called humped it around. It was heavy, and could go only get the BBC pretty much, and then something out of North Vietnam. I don't know if that was Hanoi Hanoi or not. I don't know about that for sure. But I just wanted to thank you for the selections. You really touched me with these tonight, and it's really good. You're a wonderful person, really. I really appreciate listening to you, and I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you for calling. You do the hard stuff, and thank you for your service. My end of it's really easy, so certainly by comparison. But, yeah, there weren't enough songs, but what I found interesting, you were in 67, so was Archie Bell right after Tighten Up was released, and he was over there saying, "That's me on that record," and people said, "Nah, no way." So
yeah. I think I've heard that.
Yeah, always got a kick out of that. And although, truth be known, yes, it was him, his voice on the record, but the band behind him, where there were no Drells, they were the Texas Toronados, who never got any credit for it. So I guess they know just how Archie felt.
I thought the Texas Toronados were, maybe that's a different group. I was thinking of the one that Doug Somm got together with there toward his end.
This was an R&B group out of the Houston area, and I forgot what they might have been going to TCU, but I'm not sure. They did the music track for it and never got credit.
I guess what I was going to say also in addition, aside from the transistor radio or source of music, really, they had battery-operated record players that would play 45s and this and that. And if you guys had them, that was about all we had for that music there. And I really appreciate all the information you give us over the radio, and your voice is terrific, and it's just a wonderful show, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, and do it again soon.
Well, I certainly will.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, I guess it was 68 for Tighten Up, but it was Skipper Lee Frazier, who was on KCOH in Houston. He was managing, it was TSU, TSU Toronados, and he got Archie Bell and the Drells deal, but the thing is, he got the Toronados to record the instrumentation for that, and the phenomenally catchy guitar riff was not the Drells. Then he brought in the Drells to the front of the studio to add the words. And he said, "I can't remember how many times I tried it over and over, 25 or 30 takes before Archie said, 'Tighten up to everything.'" And that was the deal. Tighten Up is a dance that he and his pals started. But exactly where the words came from, who know? Frazier claimed he wrote them. Tornadoes said that they wrote them. But one thing is for sure is that it was not the Drells, but it was the TSU Tornadoes who did that song. And yeah, but when it came out, Archie had just been drafted, and it became a hit. And literally, he was in Vietnam, and he was saying, "That's me." And other guys were saying, "Yeah, right." All right, so we got Tom in Covington. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Tom.
I want to make a guess on your main question: blinking your eyes.
Oh, that's really interesting. No, but I think if that were true, it would be a lot more than half a million.
Well, simultaneously, I don't know.
No, there's
a wild guess.
No, there's billions of people on the planet, even simultaneously. No, I'd be higher.
Yeah, possibly, but
yeah.
I figured that one fit as well as some of the other ones.
Hey, you're absolutely right.
And a comment about the... I think it was Stacy was saying that she had trouble with her car key.
Yeah.
They're making things so complicated now and so expensive to fix that it's aggravating.
Absolutely.
About 3 years ago, I bought a small flat screen TV. I wanted to be able to possibly hear the TV news since the idiots took all the VHF channels off. And to this day, I've never got the dadgum thing to work. I gave it to my nephew to see if he can get it going. Because you need to read the Encyclopedia Britannica to figure out how to turn the dadgum thing on.
Yeah, oh, I know.
No such thing as an on-off switch.
Oh, I know. A lot of that stuff. I know. And the older we get, even if someone shows us how to do it, 2 days later, we don't remember.
Yeah, I'd like to choke people that design stuff like that.
Oh, I know.
At least with the Sea Crane, you still got an on-off switch.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, I love Bob Crane because his stuff is just easy to work like it was back in the day.
Yeah, they used to sell a Sanjian radio that was a nice radio. It was about the best portable cassette recorder that I've ever had. But the problem was if you wanted to use the short wave bands, you had to go through all kinds of monkey business to set it up, so they got a lot of them set back.
Yeah,
so finally quit handling them.
No, that's absolutely true. I just installed a smart switch, and they're always smarter than I am. And I snarled at the fact that I had to set it up first, which I did, of course. But it was like, this should be plug and play, and of course, by definition, it's a smart switch. It shouldn't be, but I snarled. We'll leave it there.
Well. Since my guest bombed out, I guess we'll try some music from 56.
All right, why not? Let's see what we got for you on 1956 music. And, yeah, you're kind of hit and miss in this. Sometimes you get them right away, and sometimes it's just, like, not at all. And I have one that's too easy, so let me find something that's... yeah, that's the thing. I try to find things that are not too absolute easily, but also not too hard where you're going, huh? So we don't want that. We don't want that that either. So we won't give you any Leroy.
Yeah,
Leroy.
Well, the one last week was a huh, because I never would have guessed that guy, even though I've heard him before. It'd been years since I heard a record by Nappy Brown.
Oh yeah, but you know, you absolutely. I mean, I know the stuff you listen to. So years ago, you heard it all the time. Hang on a minute. I'll pick out the record. We'll be back, and we'll find something that you know right here on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
I need you, well, Dada, I'd love you, please stay in my heart, oh, Dada,
please fly
by James. Of course, that's a remake of a 1961 record that I love the background singer. So don't believe him, he's lying. Yeah, finally, Truth in Advertising. Lenny Miles on Scepter had that out in 61. This, of course, is not that. We're doing Bumper Stumpers A to Z, and we're concentrating on J, so it's a group. And their name starts with J. And we'll have one more, and then the J's will be a thing of the past, for a while anyway. 888-876-5593. Our question of the night will be a thing of the past, too, since it's a straggler from last week, if you don't get it. Whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are doing what? Now, what I will say is that it's a good thing that you don't know where I am, or you come and beat me up for this one. It is particularly bad. But we were talking to Tom and Covington, and he wanted 1956 music, and I have a song that I know that you will know. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. That's got to get rid of Donna first. So that's right. Yeah, we won't believe Donna, but you will believe this, I am sure.
Gonna get along without you now. My honey, gonna get along without you now. You told me I was the neatest thing. You even asked me to wear your ring. Then you ran around with every girl in town. You never cared if it got me down. Gonna get along without you now. My honey, gonna get along without you now.
All right, so who are they?
Patience and Prudence.
Absolutely right. And you know, every time I hear this song, I kind of laugh thinking of the poor guys who were the backup orchestra. You know, I mean, it's like you're playing all your life. You don't get to the Philharmonic. You're doing strings on Patience and Prudence. But as much as I laughed about that, their father was actually an orchestra leader. And so it was kind of a natural that they, when they redid it at Gold Star Studio, that they would have a full orchestra. And they did. But that's the deal. And the reason you never heard about them again, it was pretty accidental, and he didn't really want his kids in show business, so that was the end of them after Tonight You Belong to Me and Gonna Get Along Without You Now.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever did anything else.
Very little for a few years, but within a couple of years, by 59, he really said, that's it, you know, and so they were fine with that's it and never pursued it again. And last I heard, they were both living in Wisconsin. I don't know what the deal is now, but their dad, who was Mark McIntyre, the orchestra leader, he went on, did a lot of other stuff with Liberty, including some of the stuff he did with Ross Bagdasarian prior to David Seville's Chipmunks topping the charts and all of that. So he was around. They did another record, and I have to find it here because it was one of those things where you say, you got to be kidding me. The title was We Can't Sing Rhythm and Blues, and they were right.
Yeah, I want to tell you, I got the last batch of stuff that I bid on from Texas.
Yeah.
I got the Smiley Lewis DJ 78 white label.
Ooh.
Interesting looking label.
Ooh.
Sometime in the 50s.
How about that?
It's the first time I've ever seen that label. I don't know if it was the same as the early Imperial label, just white or not, but it's interesting looking.
Well, the white labels are promo copies. They're what they sent to radio stations.
Yeah, plus the fact that the stuff that this guy sells are either mint or mint minus.
That's nice.
And I'm sure almost all of those came from radio station libraries.
Well, sometimes they come from jukebox operators.
Yeah, well, I've never seen vinyl 78s on jukeboxes. Of course, I didn't see all of them, but
right.
Usually jukeboxes ground them up pretty good.
Well, that's true, but a lot of them weren't necessarily played for any length of time. So
yeah,
it's just one of the places. Just like some of the distributors who were the local guys who distributed several independent labels, they very often were loaded with stock that could wind up anywhere. You know, occasionally someone I know, like a Val Shively, will get a call that somebody's widow came across, you know, tons of stuff, and there it'll be.
Yeah, well, you can play, if they're on vinyl and they come from this guy I get them from, almost no noise, once occasionally maybe a little tick, and, you know, sound great.
It's great.
Most people don't know how good 78s really sounded when they were done on vinyl.
Right, right, after the shellac, I agree. Right. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Because I showed a friend of mine some of those 78s. I never saw anything like that. It looks like it's brand new. I said, it probably is.
Right.
You know, most of them, if you check the spindle hole, you can tell if it's been on a turntable, because most people, when they put it on the go to put it on a turntable, they wiggle it around. It looks like it's been written on with a pencil.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, good. Good haul. That's nice.
Yeah, I got a Fats Domino vinyl, too.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, trivia is going to run out too quickly, so call me back later in the week.
Okay, well, let's see if James has enough guests.
Oh, he does. I'm saving James. All right, thanks. All right,
okay,
appreciate
bye.
It. Yeah, and James is kind enough to hang on there. But, yeah, you know I'm saving James because there will be a ton of guesses. Rick is in Tampa. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Ms. James, hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, I am thrilled to talk to you. I just recently, shame on me, discovered your show. I'm a retired veteran of radio.
Oh, tell me. Tell me where. Tell me where.
Well, I started. The reason I called, I'll start at the beginning. I caught your conversation the other night, and I missed the first part of it. But I happened to, my ears perked up when you mentioned Chum in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I started as a board op at Chum in Toronto. We had board ops 24/7. And
oh, yeah.
I started as a cut my teeth on being, you know, tight and bright, you know.
Wow.
Beyond.
Wow, right there on Yonge Street.
Yeah. That amazes me. I got to tell you, I'll get into this, but your knowledge of radio and music is vast, and I'm just really impressed by it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you also, in that conversation about Chum, I heard you got into something with a caller about Philly radio, and you mentioned FIL, I believe, and you mentioned Wibbage and Paul Drew.
Right.
And then you mentioned a jock named Duke Roberts.
Yeah, right, exactly. Bob Stower, who was Duke Roberts at Chum.
Yeah, he's retired down here in Florida. He's about an hour and a half from me up in northern Florida.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was his board op at Chum.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he was actually there twice at Chum.
Right.
He left Wibbage, and I think he went to Montreal for a while.
He was also in Vancouver at C-Fund for a while.
That could be. I didn't know that, but I trust your knowledge of that.
Yeah.
But he originally was at Chum as Gary Duke.
That's right.
And then he left Chum for a while. I can't remember where he went, but he left, and then he came back as Duke Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with him as under both incarnations.
Well, that's great. Yeah, he was in Florida radio too. He was at WFUN as Bob Baker, and he went from there to WKIX in Raleigh.
That's funny you mentioned Bob Baker, because the story of that, Chum's competitor at the time was CKFH,
right?
And they hired Duke from Montreal,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to be Bob Baker there.
Right.
And then Chum, as was their way to do things, they caught wind of it, and they intercepted it and gave him a better offer to come to Chum. And then later there was a jock that worked at CKFH that became Bob Baker because they had the jock jingle left over that they never used for Duke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the FH was Foster Hewitt.
Yeah, absolutely. 1430. Yeah. I also worked there at one point in my career, too. But, yeah, then Duke went on to CKLW, KFRC, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, I was his board up.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you're still in touch with him. Well, when you talk to him, tell him hello for me.
I will.
I also then I got on the other side of the glass. I left Chum after 5 years.
Yeah.
And got on the air, worked at a small station in Ontario, and then I came back to Toronto at another station, I'm sure you know, CFTR.
Oh, but of course, absolutely. I worked for George Johns, and of course he'd been at CFTR.
Absolutely. I came after him.
Okay.
But I was there for about 7 years, and there eventually were CFTR toppled Chum in the ratings.
Now, when you were at Chum, was Warren Cosford there?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Warren became my supervisor. I was actually hired at Chum before Warren got there. I was actually hired by another name I'm sure you know, J. Robert Wood.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
I was hired by Bob Wood.
Wow. Well, that's radio royalty. But yeah, Warren Cosford, I still hear from him. He's got some interesting email groups on.
Yeah, I'm on that. Yeah.
Oh, are you?
I'm
okay.
On that list.
All right.
Yeah,
so then
newsletter. Oh,
you heard the Chum montage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know about the website. Maybe you talked about it. The Chum Tribute website.
Yes.
That Doug Thompson maintains.
Yes, absolutely. Dougie does. Yeah. I have so much Chum clothing. It's and Chum FM and belt buckles and T-shirts and you name it.
But Raleigh, do you have the entire set of the Chum star sign buttons?
I do not. However, I have the original Evolution. I have the original Evolution of Rock tapes.
Wow. Yep. Oh yeah. I was there through all of that. I was there from 69 to 74, and what really was there. Second golden era.
You know, oh, yeah.
They had, Nelson did mornings, and they had John Rohde, Johnny Mitchell, Duke, Tom Rivers, Scott Carpenter. I was their board up, all of those guys. I worked with all of them.
Yeah, I remember 74 because they had that great winter weight T-shirt. I still have one in a blue color, and it's a nice, thick cotton. I love that shirt.
Yeah. And then I left. I left Trump get on there, and then I came back to CFTR, and then I came to the U.S. I was very lucky. I had an opportunity to go to the U.S., moved to L.A., and I worked at Westwood One, or what was then Transtar Radio Network. I worked on the Oldies Channel nationwide, satellite delivered oldies.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, then you worked
on the Oldies.
You probably worked with Mike Harvey.
Yes, I did. Yeah, and he did the Saturday Night
Show
from up there.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
I also worked at KLAC for a while when they were still the traditional country station.
What years were you there?
At KLAC or in L.A.?
Yeah, in
L.A.
At KLAC.
Probably about from 90 to 93.
All right.
Roughly, it was just before they abandoned the country format. In fact, I did the second last country show at KLAC before the Mall Right gave up the format. You know.
Right. Okay. So that was when Jerry House, before he went back to SIX FM.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He tried to convince me to be his morning partner. I tried to explain. I don't do mornings. I don't get up at that hour. You know. Because I had done that decades earlier with Charlie Tuna, and I said never again. This is just insane. And so that was the end of that.
Yeah. Reading your bio, I think you were in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Same time I was there, KBIG or somewhere?
Well, I was originally at KPOL, programming that.
Okay.
But I did most of L.A. radio and K-Hits. Yeah, K-Hits and KFI and KLAC and KGIL and you name
man,
it.
Man, yeah. There's a lot of stations out there.
Oh, absolutely. I think one time I had counted as far as listenable signals from where I lived on Bellagio Road, there were easily 82 stations I could easily get.
Oh, I know. It's style saturation, as they call it.
But most of my favorite was always KWOW in Pomona. That they this family owned them, the Wickstroms, and they 1600 AM or whatever. They played the best oldies. I just loved them.
I don't remember them.
Who would? Yeah, who would?
I remember Cola, KOLA, Nazina.
Oh, sure.
And they're still around. They're still playing oldies.
I think it was 99.9, I think, for Cola.
Could be.
Yeah, but of course, you know, XERB, which became the Mighty 1090. You know, Huggy Boy was still on there when you were in town. So, of course, you know, had to listen to Huggy Boy every night.
Yep. And finally got sick of all the, I was there for all of the Rodney King riots and the floods and the fires and the earthquakes. And I finally got out of there. It's a great place to live, but it just became too much of a price to pay. So I came back and ended up at WOMC in Detroit.
Oh, sure.
For a number of years. I was there from 2000 to 2009 when it was CBS owned. And then I transferred within CBS down here to Tampa, and I was at Q105.
Oh, okay. When were you at Q105?
From 2009 to 2013.
Okay, that's much later. I had a friend who programmed that, Randy Kabrick, and he was one of the best PDs ever as far as top 40 radio.
Yeah.
But Tampa had a lot of good radio. I mean, back in the day, WALT was wonderful, you know, and a daytime radio list, but just wonderful. So yeah,
that was long before I got. It's a great market.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I retired, and I've been retired for about 7 years, and I have lots of time to stay up all night. And I want to say I just recently discovered your show, because I was interested in hearing Landecker, who I worked with at CFTR when John came to Toronto. Yeah. So I know John, and I was curious to see what John was doing, and then listened to his show, and then I stayed on and heard you, and I was just completely blown away by your knowledge, and depth of your knowledge of music is just incredible. I sort of pride myself in being a musicologist myself. A lot of my shows was music info based, but the stuff you know is just incredible.
Well, it's funny. I did a conversation with Landecker one night, and I knew he'd been at Chum, the big 1050, which, of course, when he started out in Ann Arbor, he was on 1050 there. But I had played a record. I played a record I was sure he'd know, and he didn't. And but you'd probably remember it. It was one of my favorite weird Toronto oldies was Toulouse, What Would Mama Say?
Oh, yeah. That was CanCon.
Yeah, absolutely was. And it was just a wonderful record. And, John,
I played it. If you asked me to hum it, I couldn't.
Well,
I know the title and artist. So
if you're listening tomorrow night, I'll play it, and you'll remember it instantly, because it's one of my faves. And I played it for John. He's like, I never heard it in my life. I thought, oh, well.
Well, John was only in Toronto for a few years.
Yeah,
I
know.
He didn't play that stuff on LS.
Absolutely not. But I figured he was there like a year after it had hit. And I thought, well, somebody must be playing it as an oldie, but I guess not.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, a lot of that CanCon, we didn't, you know, we were forced to play it, as you know.
Oh, absolutely. And, but occasionally.
Which I don't mean to disparage it. I mean, it really served its purpose in breaking Canadian artists.
Well,
and,
yeah.
Once you got CKLW to play their the Canadian record, which they were forced to, that opened up the entire U.S. market, and then American stations started playing that Canadian stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, Rosalie Trombley deserves a statue. I mean, what she did for CanCon is unbelievable. Yeah. All right, so I'm about out of time tonight, and I want you to call me back soon, and we can talk more radio.
What I would love to do, I heard that thing where you get with the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, yeah?
Started number one. I'd love to do that with you some night, see how far I could go.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Well, let's make a date for next Monday, then.
A week from tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. I'll call you. What time should I call? Earlier?
Call earlier. Yeah. Call at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock your time, and we will do it. You can pick whatever week you want.
I'll start going through my Whitburn books.
I don't know
what that means.
if I know you're going to do the Whitburn books, I don't know. Maybe I'll do the Cashbox charts.
I don't have those. I know he has them.
Yeah.
I haven't those yet.
Oh yeah. No. Are you kidding? Okay. He puts it out. I buy it. All right. Thanks. I'm looking forward
to
it.
Wonderful talking to you.
Likewise.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. All right. Big time apologies. We ran out of time on Monday Night Trivia, but James, call me next Monday at 10, and we will save the question for you, because I know you've got a lot of answers. And Donovan, call me back as well on WGN Radio.